on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The parents of a man missing from his home in Sittingbourne for 6 years have been reunited with him in Spain. Matt Green disappeared in 2010 after telling his mum and dad he was going away for the weekend. Earlier this month, he was found alive in Spain and being treated in a mental health unit. Jim and Pauline spoke with ITV this morning earlier and explained the emotional meeting.
I was stood next to him and I managed, he kept looking from me to Pauline and I said to him, you know, is everything okay, boy? And he sort of acknowledged what I was saying. I put my hand on his shoulder and he sort of, not pulled away, but I think that was, you know, it's the first contact that he's had.
KMFM News.
Police investigating an alleged sex attack have cordoned off a Canterbury park. Officers were called to Dane John Gardens in the city at around 2:30 this morning. A 24-year-old man was arrested at nearby Station Road East and remains in custody. Investigations are continuing after two Kent schools were evacuated after receiving bomb threats. Staff at Barming Primary in Maidstone and Canterbury Academy took suspicious calls yesterday morning. Police searched the buildings and nothing was found. Canterbury Academy principal Phil Carnivus says it had a devastating impact on students who were doing exams at the time.
The children had had about 45 minutes of their exam. The exam was then stopped because of the evacuation. As I say, we hoped to continue it, but that proved impossible. Those examinations have now been terminated.
KMFM News.
A van driver is fighting for his life in a London hospital after crashing into a stationary car on the A2. The smash happened around 1 yesterday afternoon on the London-bound slip road for Bean and Bluewater. Two people in the car suffered minor injuries. Police are urging anyone who saw what happened to contact them. Firefighters are still tackling a blaze at a former industrial unit in Thanet more than 7 hours after it started. Crews were called to the building, which contains old tyres, rubbish and clothes, just after 3 this morning. People living near Manston Road have been told they no longer have to keep windows and doors closed.
KMFM News.
The number of teenage pregnancies in England has halved in 15 years. The figure's now at its lowest point since the 1970s. Experts say it's because of better sex education and more access to contraception. Hilary Panic educates secondary school pupils about what it's like to have children at a young age.
There's been some teenage pregnancy groups that have worked very hard to improve sex education in schools. I do think that it's a bit patchy still. We need to reduce those rates much further because we've still got the highest rates in Europe.
A consultation on plans for a new crossing from Kent to Essex has become the largest ever for a road project in the UK. Highways England bosses have revealed more than 47,000 people have had a say on plans for a tunnel from east of Gravesend to Tilbury. The consultation ended 2 months ago. All the responses are being analysed before a final decision is made later this year. It's thought as many as 11,000 children in Kent over the age of 5 are still wetting the bed at night, yet hardly any parents are talking about it. A campaign's underway to try and raise awareness of the issue and get more mums and dads to share experiences and go to a GP if it continues. Expert June Rogers says it affects more children than we think.
20% of 5-year-olds wet the bed, and that reduces over time. We have about 5% of 10-year-olds. But also it can persist into adolescence and 1-2% of adults.
And Rebel Wilson is joining the cast of Guys and Dolls for her West End debut. The Pitch Perfect actress will play Miss Adelaide for an 8-week run at London's Phoenix Theatre starting at the end of next month.
KMFM Sports.
Footballer Jose Mourinho seems to be getting closer to being appointed Manchester United's new manager. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, it's understood a draft contract is being drawn up by the club. There have been reports a deal was in place to make sure Mourinho didn't take a job somewhere else ahead of the decision to sack Louis van Gaal, which was confirmed last night. But Sky Sports News reporter James Cooper, who's outside Old Trafford, believes no such agreement was in place.
While negotiations certainly took place, there was no payment from Manchester United to the Portuguese manager. I guess that starts as soon as he signs that contract, perhaps in the next 48 hours. And certainly the impression from this end of things is that Manchester United United wouldn't expect to make an official announcement anytime today.
On to cricket, and Kent's high performance director Simon Willis has announced he's leaving the club to take up a role with Sri Lanka cricket. The former wicketkeeper batsman has been at Kent for more than 20 years and helped coach six players who've gone on to play for England. And Andy Murray's taken his first round match at the French Open tennis to a deciding set against Radek Stepanek. He's fought back from two sets down by taking the fourth 6-3.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.